UNC System Board of Governors votes to end DEI policy. By Paul Bois on May 23, 2024. The University of North Carolina system, which oversees 17 schools, voted to repeal its diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI policy this week. The UNC Board of Governors voted to reverse a policy adopted in 2019 that aimed to foster an inclusive environment by requiring each school to submit diversity and inclusion reports to the Board of Trustees every year, per CNN. The new adopted policy will instead require UNC schools to ensure equality of all persons and viewpoints while promoting non-discrimination in employment practices. The policy also mandates that all UNC schools comply with the North Carolina General Assembly's recent amendments that limit what can be discussed on issues of race relations. Board Secretary Pearl Burris Floyd expressed support for the new change ahead of the vote, saying that DEI offered too many flaws that has hurt the fabric and ability to carry things forward. Board member Jean Davis said that while DEI helped certain marginalized groups, it also made the school system less welcoming. "I have been made aware of things that have been done in the name of DEI that make me uncomfortable and that I believe actually result in our university communities being less welcoming to all," Davis said. Students gathered outside the vote to protest the decision, and at least two arrests were made. "Truly, this administration has failed us, and it will continue to fail generations of students who saw opportunity in diversity, equity, and inclusion," said student Pragya Preddy. Chantal Stevens, executive director of the ACLU of North Carolina, called the vote deeply troubling. "Our university campuses must be environments where students feel included and are able to fully engage academically, and DEI programs serve an important role in achieving this," Stevens wrote in a statement. "Pulling funding from these programs undermines these efforts and sends a worrying message about how committed our universities are to protecting the rights of students to be free from discrimination on the basis of their race, ethnicity, disability, or other protected classes," Stevens added. As Breitbart News reported, the vote comes after the UNC Chapel Hill Board voted to end its diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI programs in the wake of massive anti-Israel demonstrations on campus. The unanimous decision by the trustees will reallocate $2.3 million that the university spends on DEI programs toward police and public safety measures as part of its annual budget approval process, noted Fox News, adding, "The proposed policy change would impact a diversity, equity, and inclusion regulation adopted in 2019. It defines the roles of various DEI positions, such as a system office diversity and inclusion liaison and diversity officers across the university system, and the establishment of a diversity and inclusion council made up of members representing each university," according to the policy. David Bolick, UNC board chair, later told News and Observer that the university has suffered from administrative bloat, believing that jobs will be cut as a result of severing the DEI programs. He did, however, specify that the university had been considering the policy change before the anti-Israel protests that rocked the campus and so many others this past month. "My personal opinion is that there's administrative bloat in the university," Bolick said. "Any cuts in administration and diverting of dollars to rubber meets the road efforts like public safety and teaching is important." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProLand Films or Instagram @ProLand Films.